Nanotechnology can make things smaller, lighter, stronger, plus be cheaper to produce. The Project on Emerging Nanotechnology counts 475 products on the market today, more than twice the number a year ago. Things like socks made with silver nanoparticles designed to ward off fungus, and downhill skis made with microscopic silicon oxide crystals that supposedly give better flexibility and grip. As businesses try to cash in on this technology, some worry the fast pace of commercialization is outpacing regulation, not to mention possible hazards to humans. Andrea Rock is a senior editor at the magazine Consumer Reports.
So far, we have no cases of known harm, but the evidence that has come through in animal studies has raised some concerns.
Lab research has shown harmless materials can become toxic when miniaturized and that smaller particles can enter vital organs easier. Additionally, Rock says some nanomaterials seem to linger in the environment, especially water. Whether there's cause for concern depends on several factors. Joel Peterson co-directs the Nanoscale Science and Engineering Center at UW-Madison.
Any substance can be hazardous depending on the dose. Table salt is hazardous to your health in high enough concentrations. If I forced you to eat a pound of table salt, it would probably kill you.
Which nanoparticles could be harmful and how much is too much isn't known. In some cases, contact is limited. Other times, nanoparticles are put directly on the skin or in the mouth. Cosmetics, for instance, toothpaste, sunscreen. Peterson says there isn't much data on the degree to which people have been exposed to various nanoparticles.
I know there are several groups around the country that are starting to do this. In some cases, nanoparticles are embedded into products, so exposure is highly unlikely. For example, carbon nanotubes being embedded in tennis rackets or golf balls.
Nanotechnology is also having an impact in the automotive industry. Consumer Reports estimates 60% of cars now have fuel lines made with carbon nanotubes. And researchers at UW-Madison, like chemistry professor Robert Hammers, are hoping to come up with supercapacitors for hybrid cars so that they convert and store energy better.
That's an area where nanotechnology has a huge potential because a lot of these nanoscale materials can have very high surface area, and that essentially translates into the ability to efficiently store and release energy very quickly.
Groups concerned about the potential risks of nanotechnology don't deny society may benefit from the emerging science through cleaner energy, environmental cleanup, and medical applications. What Consumer Union wants is for the government to spend more on risk research and regulation. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.